Rebels 4, Tigers 2. For the first time since the first round of the 2024 WHL playoffs, the Red Deer Rebels faced the Medicine Hat Tigers. Much like how that quarterfinal series went, the Rebels came out on top with a 4-2 victory on Friday night at the PV Mart Centrium to capture their first win of the season. Both Jett Larson and Matthew Gard finished with 2 points each, and goaltender Chase Wutzke made 20 saves on 22 shots. "I think overall it was like playoff hockey," said Rebels head coach Dave Strutch. "I think in the second period we got away from our game a lot and we allowed them back in the game. But in the third period, I think we came out the same way we did the first. Overall, we knew they were going to have a big push. They're a good team, and they're very well coached. We can expect and hope to see the same type of game tomorrow night." The Rebels played a strong defensive game, holding the Tigers' high-powered offense to 0 power play goals on 5 opportunities. They also held their opponents to just 4 shots in the first period and 6 in the third. "They're going to get shots and they're going to get opportunities because of their skill level. I really liked what our defense did inside," he added. "I think we owe it to the way we practice. The guys tracked hard and backchecked hard, so anytime you give your players an opportunity to get on the offensive side against teams like this, you can expect better results." The Rebels got on the board first when Beckett Hamilton knocked in his first WHL goal over 3 minutes into the game. On the offensive rush, the rookie fired in the rebound that bounced onto his stick following a shot from Matthew Gard. Later in the period, defenseman Hunter Mayo put the Rebels up by 2 after he hammered in a one-timer from Luke Vluzwick at the blue line that beat Tigers goalie Ethan McCallum in the top corner. The Rebels went into the intermission outshooting the Tigers 11-4, but the Tigers responded in the second period. Just under 3 minutes in, defenseman Nilopeka Mahonen got a clean look from the middle of the offensive zone and beat Wutzke to cut into the lead. The Rebels restored their 2-goal lead 3 minutes later off the stick of Matthew Gard, who scored off the faceoff for his first of the season. Tigers defenseman Josh Van Mulligen closed the gap once again with a goal 14-12 into the second period. After a bit of sloppy play from the Rebels defensively, Van Mulligen fired the shot from up high. In the third period, Jeremiah Roberts scored the insurance goal on the offensive rush. After Jett Larson poked the puck past the defender, he fed Roberts in front of the net, who buried the opportunity. "It was a huge win," said Larson postgame. "It was a good one to get off our backs against a really good team. Hopefully, we can carry our momentum into tomorrow. Fans won't have to wait long for the rematch." The Rebels head to Medicine Hat to face the Tigers at Co-op Place at 7 p.m. on Saturday. The Tigers will also return to the Centrium next Friday for the third matchup in a week. "I think we're kind of building a rivalry over the last couple of years, and it's always good to beat them," Larson added. "They're always a tough team, they always test us, and I think today we played our game. We stuck with it for the full game and it worked out."